Hello.
Hey.
Hi, is this Claudia?
This is her.
Hi, this is Malky. I'm reaching out from Family First Care. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. So I'm going to be the one helping you with the application process to become a caregiver with us.
Okay.
We saw your application and saw that you're interested. Are you still interested in the position?
Yes.
Okay, amazing. So I'm going to send you an introduction text, and then I'm going to go through all the information, so you don't have to write anything down because you'll have it in text format.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, Sarah, go ahead. What do you say?
Oh no, I said perfect.
Okay, amazing. So first we're going to onboard you, and then as soon as we find a case for you to work with, then we'll set you guys up, and you'll be all set to start since you already took care of the hiring process.
Okay, thank you.
Of course. All right, so now I'm sending you three links, a link to an application to fill out, a link to a competency test. You don't have to worry about getting a good mark on this competency test. As long as you fill it out, it'll be marked as a pass. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then lastly, there's an I-9W-4, which we need for your payroll information once we start paying you.
Okay.
So those are the three links for you to fill out. I texted them over to you. And then we are going to need two forms of ID from you. Do you have a driver's license and social security card?
I have my regular state ID, and I have my social. I don't have a driver's license. I don't drive.
Got it. Okay, no problem. That's totally fine. And you could send those over through text message. So after we hang up, you could take a picture of them and send them over.
Okay.
In addition to the IDs, we are going to need proof of two-year residency. Proof of two-year residency in Pennsylvania. So that could be a state ID issued, like an ID issued from 2023. Or if it's
I only got my original ID from when I was 18. So, like, well, that was four years ago. Well, five, basically. I'm 22. So it say I've been here longer. And I got my birth certificate, too.
Amazing. Okay. So the birth certificate is, you know what? So is your ID issued from 2023 or before?
Before 23.
Amazing. Okay, so that ID would also double as proof of residency. So you're fine with that. And then lastly, we are going to need you to get a TB test. Do you know if you had one recently or ever?
Yes, I recently just had one 2 months ago, the blood test, because I had just got into an agency and I was working on a different case, but something happened to my client, so I just went looking for different work because my agency don't have enough clients, basically.
Got it. Okay, amazing. So that we would be able to accept that. You could just take a picture of it and text it over to my number as well, along with the IDs. You could send over that social, and then that should be everything. As soon as everything's filled out, I'll reach back out to you, and we'll follow up with what else needs to be done.
Okay.
And I'm saying that's all for now. It's the links to fill out, and then the IDs and QuantiFERON to send over.
Okay. Well, I'll do all that right now because I'm free.
Amazing.
So you should be getting it no less than 30 minutes. I'm about to do all that.
Fantastic. Okay. All right, we'll be in touch then.
Okay, thank you so much.
Of course, you have a good one.
You too.
Okay, bye.